A new grocery store has just opened in Santa Rosa.
Hi.
Yesenia Garcia and Victoria Salas are behind the counter at Value Market. They've been working there for 3 weeks, preparing for last week's opening. On the very first few days, hardly anyone came in. But Garcia says business is slowly picking up.
But now we have more customers and more faces that we see. People that work around here, they come like when they walk around and they come and buy a fruit or something.
This market is something special. It's the nation's first nonprofit grocery store, run by the Redwood Empire Food Bank. So I asked Garcia to show me around.
So this is like our half-price table. And then we have our peppers, our tortillas. And then we have our fresh vegetables and our fresh fruit. And then we have like our dairy, the milk, the cheese, the eggs, the yogurt.
There's meat, baby food, and household products. The prices aren't dramatically low for everything. A jar of mayonnaise sells for $3.29, and a pound of apples is $1.69. But on the half-price table, peanut butter is just 89 cents, and milk is selling for around $3 a gallon, compared to $5 at other stores.
It's convenient because there's a lot of people maybe that have 6 kids, and they're the only ones that work, so they could come here and it's cheaper.
To shop here, people must be income qualified. That includes people who are part of the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, or WIC, and CalFresh, formerly known as food stamps. It also includes people on Medi-Cal or anyone who is part of the food bank's distribution programs. The store is an experiment, says food bank director David Goodman.
This is something that we see as the future, in that, you know, there are different types of hunger. You know, some people are hungry every day, and a soup kitchen environment is the appropriate place for them to get a hot meal. For everybody who has funds in their pocket and they want to shop for themselves, an affordable grocery store is the right solution.
All stores advertise low prices, good selection, and great customer service. But Goodman says there's another element that makes this shop unique.
When you come through the grocery store and we ask you, where do you live? And you say, well, I live in Santa Rosa or I live in Sebastopol. We can say, well, are you aware that your child can get a free summer lunch at the Boys and Girls Club or at the Vet's Hall? And if you have diabetes in the family, we can direct you to a different program that we have. And that simply doesn't happen in a major grocery store chain. We hope that people feel like this is their special place and they don't have any of the condescension that sometimes people experience when they're low income in a major grocery chain.
Goodman says they would like to get more local produce into the store, but he's found that growers are generally more keen to sell at the farmers market, where their products fetch a better price. And another challenge? Making sure people know about the store. It's at the food bank's location off Airport Boulevard, amid a large business park.
We're not on the beaten path. You know, during the weekdays, we're sort of in the vicinity of lots of low-income people who work in manufacturing, etc.
On the weekends, he thinks attracting customers will be more of a challenge. But if the store is a success, it could be the start of a chain that would change the game for hungry families.
I really, truly hope that this can be successful and it just expands the way in which we can help a community in need.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.